University President Richard Myers. We welcome you, President Myers, and I know it's kind of a rare opportunity. You're one busy guy. In fact, Kansas State University, a busy place today with that big farm bill hearing going on, and I'm sure a lot of activity there on campus.
Hi, Kathy. Haven't seen you for a while. Sorry I can't be there in person today, but we do have a lot going on campus, that's for sure.
Well, kind of tell us about the Farm Bill hearing, and I know that they're even providing some shuttle buses because they're thinking it's going to be pretty crazy on campus trying to get folks to and from McCain, and just some of your thoughts. I mean, it's really a special honor to have that very first Farm Bill hearing right here on our own campus.
Well, I think so, and for a farm state, I think it's really important, and it's an opportunity for folks in Manhattan to see how our legislators put a lot of thought and effort into trying to shape the Farm Bill. I think, you know, most people don't get this insight of having a committee hearing right here in Manhattan, Kansas, where they can watch all the goings on. It should be very educational for lots of people. It will be for me. I just had my knee replaced. That's why I'm not with you this morning. But I will go over and introduce some folks, and then I'll come back here and I'll listen to it as it's streamed live. I'll listen to it that way to make sure I am smarter on farm policy.
I know you've had a lot of folks come into campus. I know the big Blue Ribbon Task Force that dealing with NBAF and some of the homeland security issues, not just NBAF, of course, but you've had a lot of people come into campus from all over the country, really, and it's fun to be able to showcase and show off our campus a little bit.
And it shows well. What shows well is, of course, our facilities, but also our great faculty and our great researchers and our great staff. And so when the Blue Ribbon Commission on Bioagri Defense came, and Senator Tom Daschle, a former Senate Majority Leader, was leading that delegation, when he said on the last day he was here that K-State is the Silicon Valley of Bioagri Defense, that's a huge statement from somebody that's not from here, that just looked at all the enormity of what we were doing in food safety and security and made that statement. You'll hear it a lot. Because I think with NBAF here, it's actually true that we are the Silicon Valley of bioagri security. And what we're trying to do is just raise the awareness of the importance of our agricultural infrastructure to a level that is probably not as appreciated in, say, Homeland Security and other Washington offices as it should be. You know, we care about cyber, we care about utilities, we care about all the railroads and all those sorts of things. Agriculture is another segment of our infrastructure that needs to be thought of in the same terms, and that's what we've been trying to do, is just raise awareness. And K-State and Manhattan and K-State show very well in this regard.
Well, and I know, President Myers, you've had an opportunity to go to the capital city, Washington, D.C. In fact, we saw the release from fairly new Congressman Roger Marshall, that you had a chance to visit with him and talk with some of the folks there about the NBAF facility and different things going on campus or in the area of the campus. And just some of your thoughts, I mean, your visit to the capital city in the last month or so and some of the things you're seeing there.
Well, we do. We go, K-State goes to Washington every year. The deans go. We're led by Sue Peterson, our legislative affairs person. The deans go. I go. Amy Button-Rentz, our alumni association president, goes. And we just kind of storm Washington, meet with our fellow federal delegation, meet with other offices and so forth in the town, trying to talk about those things where we do well, where we might need some help, if they can help. Those kind of thoughts. And it was, I think, a very successful visit. Very pleased to meet with Congressman Marshall. He hit the ground running. He's not let any grass grow under his feet. He's very, I would say, very aggressive in pursuing agendas that is going to help Kansans. So it was nice to meet with him. Of course, both Senators Moran, Lynn Jenkins, Senator Roberts, everyone that was in town, we met with.
Well, you've been the official president for a little while now, and I don't know if that changes anything from being interim, but any other thoughts? I mean, I know that while things sound like they're pretty positive, we did, of course, hear a little bit drop in enrollment, had a chance to talk with Pat Bosco just yesterday, in fact, and got some comments from him. And obviously, I know there's some budget concerns in the state of Kansas right now.
Yeah, I think, you know, probably the biggest concern right now is what's going to happen to our 2017 budget, which the legislature so far said they're not going to cut us again in 17. Of course, we're in the last few months of fiscal year 17, our fiscal year 17. So any cut now would be hard to accommodate. If you have 92% of your budgets in people, you can't do anything in the last few months of the year to adjust that one way or the other. So that's a concern. And then going forward in 18 and 19, it looked like there was going to be a new tax plan that would take effect, part of it in 17 and then more in 18. And the governor just vetoed that yesterday. It was quickly overridden by the House, which was encouraging. But then the Senate didn't override it. So the governor's veto, as I understand it now, will stand on this potential tax increase for 17 that would have, or go in effect right away, retroactive to 17, would have been helpful. And so there's uncertainty around the budget, and that has a lot of people nervous because our state funding's been going down for the last 10 years, and we hope there's a place where it can level off and even go back up. And I know there are a lot of legislators in Topeka that hope the same thing. So I think there's hope out there, but right now we are not seeing the results.
I'm guessing you have contingency plans if it comes to that, if you have to continue to cut, but I can only imagine what the difficult decisions you would have to make if it came to that.
Well, you know, if you look at what the Kansas Board of Regents has charged us to do as higher-level educational institutions in Kansas, not just K-State, we are not achieving the number of graduates we need to fill the workforce. The projected workforce requirements. So the state of Kansas, we're not producing enough graduates to fill our workforce requirements, and budget cuts don't help us at all in that regard. So for the Kansas Board of Regents to set out a plan, say, here's what we'd like you to do, and then to have continuing decrease in state support is very difficult to make those two match. And if we can't provide the workforce requirements for Kansas businesses and companies and agriculture and so forth, then we're going to be on a spiral to a place where we don't want to go.
Anything else you're wanting to highlight? I mean, I know that you keep in touch with the students. You have put out little notices in K-State Today pretty frequently. I know recently you had some concerns about civility a little bit and on the basketball court, just to throw one thing out there. But anything else you're wanting to add before we wrap up today, President?
Well, I'm trying to find ways to communicate with students. I do. There's pizza with the president. When I'm in town, I'll provide pizza at the union. We'll have people sign up for that, and we ask 20 people, no more than 20, sign up. I'll provide pizza and a little water and a cookie or something, and we can sit around and talk about whatever's on their mind as a way to engage. And I like to do the same thing with faculty, and usually those are a breakfast here in the house, so I can get to know students and faculty better, learn what their concerns are, so I can represent them better as we try to help move this university forward. It's actually a lot of fun. We've got great folks here. It's unbelievable.
Well, it's truly been a pleasure, and I don't know if there's anything else you want to share with the folks. As I said, campus is a very busy place right now. Construction still going on, slowed down a little bit, but anything else you're wanting to add today?
No, Kathy, I don't think so. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to folks, and it's a real privilege to serve here at Kansas State University and be back active in the Manhattan community. We enjoy this an awful lot.
Again, Kansas State University President Richard Myers with us today. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we have Kristen Cottom. She's director of Mercy Community Health Foundation, and of course, some fundraising going on to help out a little bit, talking about mammography and different things they're hoping to do that way, and looking forward to visiting with her. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
Ask how ESP Financial's Casasa.